And like, I also had another, this is actually a medical student, 28-year-old young male, healthy, athletic runner, wants to, you know, be a like, you know, a television correspondent for medical related stuff. Has used to be a therapist in his previous training.
Yeah.
Comes to me with a complaint of chronic nausea, has had full GI workup, has had full workup for everything else under the sun, has had therapy, and nobody can find out why he has this nausea, has had nothing, nobody can help him. So I did a structural exam, and I found a little restriction in his diaphragm, a little bit of restriction in a couple of other areas, but nothing that was significant enough for me to consider that is the cause of his nausea.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, let's try to do the quick remap. So I had him, you know, because he couldn't give me a specific situation, I just had him think about the nausea and do the tapping.
Mm-hmm.
As he was doing that, it brought him up on a visual of how he felt guilty for not becoming a priest.
Uh-huh.
Because he felt like his two life callings were to be a physician and work in the news, or to be a priest. And he felt like he was, you know, doing a disservice to people by not doing that. And the guilt and all of this. So we worked through that, and then that took us into how he wasted his time with his therapist and kind of like played games with the therapist because he was smart enough to manipulate the situation, and how he felt bad for the guilt of all of that.
Yeah.
And then how in his life he picks situations where the partner is unhealthy because he needs to help them.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there we flipped back into the ego play of wanting to be in the spotlight, but also wondering if that's where he's really supposed to be. I mean, stuff that you could have
right.
You could have spent eons and never found. I mean, you could have talked to this person forever, and this was 45 minutes later.
Yeah,
and
just tapping these areas.
Yeah, just tapping these areas.
Stuff.
By the end of the tapping, his anxiety and stress level was like at a 1, and his nausea was gone. And so,
very dramatic. You get real dramatic ones like that.
And you just had him talking about all these things while he's going to different.
Yeah,
different
whatever
points.
Comes to mind. And if they have no visual and have no thought, I run the clock and see if there's any. If I catch anything there, if I don't catch anything on any of those, I just move on.
Mm-hmm.
And I ask the patient. I always ask the patient to let me know: is this helping? Not helping? Where are we at?
Yeah, right. I do.
Yeah, we do that.
And I actually did a little experiment on myself.
Okay.
I used it for a migraine headache the week after we did this. I never get migraine headaches. When I do, they're killers. And I actually got rid of my migraine headache with it.
Well, when I go to lecture, my heart races. I get nervous. I don't want to be there. I'm like, you know, I can lecture. I do a good job of lecturing, but I hate every minute of it.
Yeah.
And after I lecture, I have like an autonomic response for the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you're just tired. When people talk to you, you don't really hear what they're saying.
You're drained.
You're drained.
Yeah.
I've never lectured where that didn't happen.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? I want to know if this works. So I did an experiment on myself. I just did quick remap real quick for lecturing.
Yeah.
I went up there in front of 270 people. Half the faculty in my department is sitting in the back for whatever reason. And lectured, had no increased heart rate, had no nervousness, had no response of any kind, was completely calm, and then went ahead and lectured. You know, I did lab for another. I lectured for a total of 5 hours that day. At the end of the day, it was like any other day. You'd think I'd been doing my regular thing, no lecture, no nothing.
Wow.
Didn't matter.
See, that's really
great.
That was impressive.
Yeah.